About a year ago, when I first started GovFresh, I really was interested in learning, you know, who the people were inside and outside of government who were working on this open government movement and building, bridging the divide between the citizens and government. Really, who was working on leveraging technology and being innovative and creative and getting government and citizens to engage and build sort of a more transparent and open and collaborative democracy.
And you've had big famous people. You've had Mark Drapeau on there. You've had Neil Dash. You've had Bill Eggers. A lot of the people that you hear on this program. But they don't all have to be, you're not necessarily looking for those kinds of big rock star people. It can be people just making a difference day to day.
Exactly. And another rock star that we've had is Chris Dorbeck. But we've had, you know, what I like to do is also feature people who are kind of at the local level, who don't really get a lot of attention, who we don't see, you know, out there on the front lines, who, you know, are getting a lot of attention in the press or at events or anything like that. But really, the people who are in the trenches doing work at the federal level, but also even at the local level, who, you know, you never hear of, who oftentimes are, you know, doing great work.
Talk a little bit about how people, so what you're doing is calling for people, and next on the 15th is going to be Gov 2.0 Hero Day, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I think this is an opportunity for the open government community to really come together for a day and just kind of reflect on what's happened over the last year and a half around open government and Gov 2.0, you know, around the open government directive and the open government initiative, and really the changes that we've seen happen with technology and social media and how governments adopted it, and really how a lot of these social entrepreneurs are really, or civic entrepreneurs are really engaging and flourishing and trying to find business models around this. And really, everybody kind of coming together and kind of acknowledging who's part of this process, because we really haven't had this. There's been a lot of excitement, a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of hard work, but really it's an opportunity to just kind of take a moment and say, hey, these are the great people that are doing this work, or these are the people that are inspiring me every day to keep doing this hard work.
And so how can people go about recognizing those folks? It's not difficult. It can be as simple as sending a tweet, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we just set up a Facebook page, and it's Gov2O Hero Day, and you can, on June 15th, as you said, you can tweet out who all of your Gov2O heroes are, and with the hashtag Gov2O Hero or Gov2O Hero Day, and you can write a blog post. I know there are several people who are going to write blog posts about who their Gov2O heroes are and why, and I think there are a couple people who are going to do some video blogs on who their Gov2O heroes are, and if you also, if you don't have a blog or you want to write something extensively, you can feature them on GovFresh. You can just send an email with a photo of your hero and a brief description of why they're your Gov2O hero, and you can send that to hero@govfresh.com.
And is there a criteria for everyone's going to make up their own criteria, aren't they?
It's kind of like Valentine's Day for government.
That's right. But with more nerdy, though.
Exactly.
Some of the people, and we'll have the links, we'll have all that information, and you have a piece written up, and we'll have all those links, DorbeckInsider.com. There's people like Jeffrey Levy. I mean, there's people, and we'll have some of the folks who have been recognized, because it's nice to recognize folks who are doing interesting stuff and really pushing the boundaries, getting us to think about things in different ways.
It is. I think that, you know, it's like anything, you know, we don't really take the time to kind of acknowledge or appreciate the people who are doing great work. And every time that I've posted a Gov2O Hero, it's great to see the community, whether it's the Beltway community at the federal level, or, you know, people at the local level, really connecting and learning who these people are and what they're doing and kind of connecting with them in that way. And it's inspiring.